I'm also really interested in mentoring through the academy as well, because I came from a family who I was the first person in my family to go to university or do any kind of post-secondary. I didn't know all kinds of things when I applied for grad school, for example. I didn't know that I could apply to multiple schools and get multiple offers, and I could increase my funding that way. So I tell all grad students that this is a good strategy. If you're going to apply to grad school, do this. And when I got my job as a faculty member in the academy, I didn't have anybody looking out for me. Nobody gave me a campus tour. I got a campus tour the day I applied and the day I had my interview, but it was a very informal tour. I didn't actually get a tour that says, here's where you can get your pencil sharpened. And I asked somebody the first week where I could get a pencil sharpened, and the guy was like, you could use this, but you're not actually supposed to. It's only for faculty. And I was like, I am faculty. And he's like, oh, sorry, you just don't look like faculty. And I didn't look like faculty, right? Because I just didn't come from that world. And I don't have the same values as a lot of people who are invested in that world. I'm not interested in looking stiff and formal and unapproachable. I don't want to wear, well, sometimes I wear blazers and ties, but I don't want to wear them every day. I like a lot of color. I talk differently than a lot of faculty because I am from a blue collar family, and I like a good swear word. We use that as real punctuation, which in some ways, I guess, is a way of expressing our feelings. It's that kind of recognizing the ways in which doors are closed to us if we come from the outside. I'm always trying to open those doors. When I went up for tenure, I had to ask people. I didn't know what my resume was supposed to look like. I'd never seen a creative writing resume where some people also made film and did performances. I didn't know how to format those because the sample that you get from the university doesn't have these weird genres in it. So I didn't know where some of the work I made that needed to go on re my resume, what it was supposed to look like on it. So I Googled a whole bunch of my faculty members to see if their resumes were online. But then I was like, well, I don't have a mentor. I don't know who I'm supposed to ask. So I just asked the safest friend I knew on campus, like, could I see your resume and your teaching portfolio? I don't have a clue what they're supposed to look like. And so now, anybody I hear who's going up for tenure, I say, if you want to see any of my documents at any time, I'll give you my documents. If you want to see my teaching portfolio or my resume, they're yours. And I'm happy to look at yours too, if you want somebody to have eyes on it. And I tell like people, friends who get hired at other institutions or random strangers who get hired in my institution that I just happen to meet in a different, you know, they're in chemistry. And I'm like, I don't know if this is going to be helpful for you in chemistry, but if you want to see a creative writing resume, I can send mine to you because I'm just trying to open the door and lift people up.